You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello, everyone. Blessings to you on today. I am so happy to be here, and I really, please believe me, I am so very happy to be here. I've been kind of MIA for a little bit, but thank you so very much. Some of you have sent notices to me and all of that. Where are you? Are you okay? And my producer has been wondering, okay, what's going on? What's going on? But I'm happy to be here. And you know what? You do deserve an explanation. I have been involved in so much. I'm back in school now, back in college, and I'm enjoying it. It's just time consuming. Oh, but, you know, hey, the work is easy, but it's just, it's sometimes consuming when you're having to balance everything and you already had a busy life, so it's okay. But I am enjoying it, and thank you so very much for those of you that have connected with me, that have reached out to me. I sincerely appreciate you, and I welcome you to your spiritual GPS to success. I am honored to be your host. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And listen, today I want you to tune in. I want you to turn the volume up, because it was something that my spirit guide shared with me one morning while I was on my way to campus, and something very special that the divine shared with me, and it just lifted my spirit, and I'm going to share that with you. But don't forget now, if you desire to be a part of our recorded studio audience, all you have to do is text the word LOA to 40691. And that's it. You will receive a notification, just like all of these that are on in queue right now. You don't know they're there, but I know they're there. But you will get a notification and be able to be on the radio with me, because that's really the highlight of me doing this show, is talking with you. Yeah, because we feed off each other, we energize each other, we even comfort each other. So I really do appreciate that. That's why I need, no, we shouldn't say I need, but I really heavily desire to do this show. So I thank you so very much. But if you want to be notified when we're doing a show, text the word LOA, which stands for Law of Attraction, LOA, to 40691, and you too will be notified when we're doing a live show. Now, I have callers already in queue, so I'm going to take a quick break, come right back, and let's see if we can get to these callers. And I want to share with you something really special that the divine, that the power of God shared with me. All right, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know, I am grateful. I really am grateful to be here with you on today. I was on my way to what we call clinicals, and because I'm in school for chaplaincy. And it's something you all, it's something that I don't know how to explain it, but it's just always been in the back of my mind. I didn't even know what it was. It's almost like hypnotherapy, that same concept. I didn't I just had an inkling of an idea what hypnotherapy was, but for some reason it just been in the back of my mind. I'm gonna have to ask God. You know, when we come to this earth, are there certain careers that are just lurking? Like, I don't even know how that even fascinated me, hypnotherapy or hypnosis. But you know, it did. And for some reason, I got involved and I loved it. But the same with chaplaincy. I do not know where or how it came about totally, but I just know it kind of nudged in the back of my mind. One time when I thought about it, you know, I think it was I wanted to work in the hospital, but I enjoyed ministry as well. And I thought, huh, put them together, you got chaplaincy. And little did I know that the field of chaplaincy goes far beyond hospital chaplaincy. There are different fields of chaplaincy. So I was like, wow, so this has really been fascinating for me. But one day I was on my way to the clinical site, and well, you know, you do your internship and all of that. And I was just talking with the Lord. I am a morning person, y'all. So I'm talking to God in the morning, driving in the car and just enjoying the beautiful scenery, going through all these wooded areas where I live. And I felt something. I felt a message, or I heard a message. It's kind of both, because I felt this wonderful lightness that came upon me. And the message that I heard in my spirit was that it's not nothing wrong with you. It's not that there's something wrong with you. It's just something different about you. And that's what I began to hear, or that's what I heard in my spirit. It's not that there's something wrong with you. It's something different about you. And I begin to feel the divine encouraging me, and I'm doing the same thing with you today, to appreciate what is different about you. You know, sometimes I would think, you know, I'm a little different, even in the way I interpret the Bible and different scriptures that come. I'm like, well, I see that scripture differently. And some people will say, well, what makes you so special that you see it differently? You mean all these hundreds and thousands of people before you, they saw it wrong? No, but I just see it differently. And then I begin to second guess myself. Yes, this is a moment of transparency. How about that? I begin to second guess myself. I said, maybe I'm wrong then, but I just see it differently. You know, one time I did, in dealing with the chaplaincy, I was in a class and the instructor said something to me that really inspired me. And I guess that's where all this comes from. She said, I really enjoy you in the class. And I said, why is that? She said, because you see things differently. And it makes the class more interesting because you see it different. And she even told me that you see it the way I would never have thought about. It's like, wow, that does make sense. So that's when the Lord began to deal with me that morning. It's not that there's something wrong with you. Because sometimes I would wonder, what's wrong with me? Why do I see it differently? What's wrong with me? Why am I continuing to go through this? What's wrong with me? It's not that there's something wrong with you. It's just something different about you. And you know what? It is your difference, or your differences, that makes the world exciting. If everybody fried chicken the same way, it'll get kind of boring. But when you add a little spice, or you add a little chopped pecans in there, whatever it may be, you add a little beer to your batter, hey, it makes things more exciting. It makes things really interesting. So I come to tell you, you are part of the tapestry that make it beautiful. You are different, and because of your differences, it makes life so much exciting. So exciting, I guess the correct way I should say it. So I want to encourage you today to embrace your difference. Embrace what is different about you. Okay, I want to listen. Let me see if I can go to my callers right quickly, because they are in queue already, and see if I can. I believe that's Tariq. I believe I have Tariq. I'm going to see if I can go to Tariq real quickly and see if we can find out what is it that you appreciate about yourself that others, you know, it may be considered different. Okay, what is it? Listen, I'm going to see if I can find Tariq real quickly, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back. You're in tune. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And let's see if I can go to Tariq. We're talking about what do you appreciate about yourself that you may consider different. Tariq, how you doing on today, my friend?
I'm pretty good. I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in.
That's good. Just to know you're hanging. Don't let go of the rope now. You got to hang on in there, okay?
Yeah, hanging in there.
Tariq, we all have our differences, but what is something that you would consider different about yourself that you appreciate today?
I actually am a giver. And a lot of people always tell me stop giving if I don't have to give. And I always put myself second to someone that is actually maybe like homeless or in need. Because I look at some situations where if I have a home and this person does not have a home and they're hungry or they want something to eat or need any money, and if I have that extra, even if it's my last, I will give it to them, like, hey, because I have a place to go to and possibly have food in my home. And I'm actually always trying to bless other people and put myself second. Even though I don't see that as putting myself second, some people do, but I don't, because it's helping another human being and helping another person that's in need at that particular time. And some people say I'm an overgiver, but I don't believe I'm an overgiver. I just give what I can and what I know what I can do is to bless somebody else. And that's what
I like.
That's what's on my heart to do.
I like the way you said that. You know, some people may see it one way, but it's good the way you're seeing it. And so let me ask you this. How does it feel when you give to other people? How does that feel?
Rejoicing and very calming.
Ooh, rejoicing and very good. Now, explain that rejoicing part.
I'm rejoicing that I'm able and blessed to be able to help others.
Yes.
As well as it gives me a calming to let them know that they'll be okay for this particular moment of this particular time.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love that. Tariq, what is something I can look into for you? What can I give to you on today?
Well, actually, it's a lot been going on with me in reference to medically, because I've been having a whole lot of seizures, mm-hmm. and my jobs have been limited because I've been having like frequently seizures, like just out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And currently, I'm trying to keep up everything here in my home, which everything is like behind. Mm-hmm. And my previous job, there's been a huge dilemma in reference to some fraud going on. So I had to remove myself from that job. So I don't want to lose my place. I just want to see where I'm standing, because right now it's like I'm in a dark place right now.
All right. So it seems like you're in a dark place. And what are you asking from Spirit? What is it that you're desiring?
What is my next month hold? Will I be able to maintain this where I am, or am I going the right direction? Or what? I'm just don't know which direction to turn. I have been blessed to get another job. I start on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to make sure, should I be moving or should I try to recover this place where I am?
I do feel that it's better. I'm not getting a full move ahead with the moving forward. I do feel that if you're able to recover where you are, I think that would be the better route. That's what I'm sensing in my spirit. I do feel that the job that you're getting is good, but I do feel right now when you said the word recover, it highlighted in my mind. So I want to say that's the better route for you. And I feel that's where you feel most comfortable. For some reason, I'm getting that's where you feel most comfortable. Is that true? Tell me yes or no.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So I do feel that you need to remain there and just, but I do feel, yes, you're on the right track. Keep going. Definitely. Okay.
That's exactly what I needed to hear. Yes.
Well, hang in there, Tariq, and continue to appreciate what is different about yourself. Continue being that giver. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You're more than welcome. Blessings to you. I'm going to see if I can go to Carol. Let's see if I can find Carol. Listen, everybody, don't forget, schedule your personal private reading with Dr. Mosley. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text the word reading to 40691, and let's see what Spirit has to share with you. You are different. Embrace that difference. Embrace who you are. Love it. Some people, hey, I just don't like certain foods, y'all. I just don't like. When somebody told me they didn't like coconut, I'm like, what, for real? But they can't stand coconut. Well, embrace the difference, okay? Embrace it. It's something good about that difference. Let's go to Carol. Let's see if I can find Carol. Good morning, Carol. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
It's been a trying time. It still is. Some health issues that I had to deal with and some back surgery. So it's great progress, but slow. And contrary to my nature of just, let's go do it. Let's get through it. So it's challenging.
It is. And it's, you know what? It's okay to recognize that it is a challenge. It is okay. I was doing a reading with someone, and I said to them that sometimes it is okay to let other people in to your challenges. Invite them in. Because sometimes when they realize how deep the challenge may be, and then they see the victory, or when you come out of the challenge, they have such an appreciation, and they can be a witness to what you have gone through, and it can be a motivation to them. So Jesus, he did let us into some of the challenges. You know, he was feeling alone at some times and feeling hurt at times, but we also see that although he went through the cross and all of that, he got back up with all power and all of that good stuff. So I appreciate you, Carol, for letting us in on the challenges. And because we know that we will hear from you again when you're saying, hey, all is well, I'm doing good. And we'll all be able to kind of be happy with you together. But Carol, I'm curious. What is it that you may consider different about yourself that you really do appreciate now?
Well, let's think. Okay. I think I bring a sense of optimism. I work to try and maintain a positive outlook, an optimistic outlook. So I think that way of living, combined with a sense of calm that I carry, mm-hmm. is something that I appreciate because it helps with my interactions with others.
So,
I don't know. I don't think of myself as special, so it was an interesting question. But if I had to look at characteristics, I would say that would be it. The ability to help people find calm in a storm and to try to learn how to maintain an optimistic and positive outlook.
Okay, so now, Carol, since you mentioned that, and I think it's absolutely wonderful, what kept you going through, or what kept you being calm while you were going through your medical issues?
Well, I'm still going through them, actually. I just came back from physical therapy. And it's been a progress. It's been a process. And I won't say that I was optimistic every day. I had some dark days, you know, in the 6 weeks I was confined to bed. I did have some dark days. These months have been challenging. But I try to get back, maintain my stability and get back to that outlook, because in many ways I have been very blessed through this process, and mm-hmm. I do appreciate that. Like you say, letting people in mm-hmm. and letting people know that I was really in a bad way and I really would need their help.
Did you ask for the help?
Yes, I did.
So now,
yes,
so that's very good. I really, I could appreciate you asking for help, realizing where you are. Now, you're not going to have, you know, let's say optimistic days every day. But and so you had alluded to the fact that you did have some dark days, and that's normal. That appears to be normal. However, during the dark days, you found something, or either if it was just making it, looking forward to the next hour or the next minute, it was something that kept you to go through those dark days. Or maybe it was like, this pain is going to go away 1 minute or 1 hour. Let me look at you. One time I was in pain the other day and I had to take an ibuprofen. I'm like, okay, I'm looking forward to it kicking in. It's going to kick in. It's going to kick in.
Right.
So you're looking forward to when it kicks in. So I want to congratulate you for going through the dark days. Okay. Now tell me, Carol, what can I look into for you on today?
Just whatever message you may have for me. I, you know, while I said there are certain things that obviously I would like to see improve and that I'm working on, overall, I've been very blessed. So I just wanted to know if you had any message for me at all.
Well, the one message that I do hear for you is to know that you are visible. Know that God does see you. You mentioned, and maybe this is why he's telling me this, that we had some dark days, we had some dark times. And we use that word dark to describe the energy around us and how we're feeling. But I hear this in my spirit. Please be very much aware that even in that darkness, God was yet noticing you and watching you the entire time. And I do feel a very pleasing energy to say, hey, you endured the hardness really as a good soldier. And you are on the downward swing of things. You are coming out of this. Your treatments are starting to get a lot better. Your mobility is getting better. It's not where you want it to be, but it's rapidly approaching where you would like for it to be. So please know that you are visible. I need that to be understood. That's what he's telling me. You are visible. You're not disguised, or you're not covered. You're not hidden to him. You're very much visible, and he does see. He is certainly aware of what you are encountering, and you're doing just fine. You're coming out of this victoriously, okay?
Okay. I will take that. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome, Carol. Keep going, and we wish you a speedy and a speedier recovery, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Same to you. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got Key in queue, and I'm getting ready to go to her. We'll be right back. Gonna look into your eyes till I'm here to attack.
Excuse my baby.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, your spiritual life coach. And you know, we all have our differences. Some people like peanut butter. Some people just like the peanut. But that's okay. You know what? Life is so wonderful when you can appreciate the differences. You know, sometimes I went to the, I don't know where was that, but they had all the different kind of flowers. I was trying to figure out what flowers I wanted around the house. And I'm like, oh my God, there's so many different flowers. I don't know which one to choose. But that's what makes life so beautiful. And that's what we call it, a bouquet. You know, a bouquet of flowers is just a mixture of beautiful colors and different textures. You are a part of God's pattern, His way of being different. You are different, and I am encouraging you to appreciate your difference. Appreciate, you know, don't, everybody don't want to have the same old, no. You're different. And I really want you to appreciate that. You like going out partying. Everybody don't like it. No, I'm this way. I don't do too well with crowds anymore. I used to, but no. Maybe it's a thing. Maybe I really am getting old. Oh, Lord help me. Let me go to Key in Louisiana. Key, how are you doing on today?
I'm holding up. I'm holding up.
What do you mean you holding up? You be holding up.
Well, recently my family, we had a very, 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 a very heartbreaking event. We had to go to Idaho because my uncle, it's my mom's youngest brother, but like the youngest sibling, but he's younger than me. So we kind of grew up like brother and sister. His name is Everett Jackson. He went tubing with his girlfriend in Idaho. She said they were in the Payette River. And she said he ended up going under the water and she got back in the water. She's something with the current. There was a lot of stuff like that. And we went out there. We were out there for a week. And then we ended up, you know, finding him in the water. It's just a lot of, it was just a lot of stuff going on. It's been a real, real, real rough week. And tomorrow is his funeral. So.
Well, we extend our condolences to you and, yeah, and to the family. I hear you, and I can understand now what you mean by I'm holding up. And I can appreciate that even more so now to know that you are holding up. I'm holding. It's interesting the way you worded that. I'm holding up. That's very positive. Instead of saying I'm holding down, you're holding up. And I think that's good. It's like you're lifting things up. So I can appreciate that, Key. I really can. So now, Key, tell me, what is something different about yourself that you can really appreciate?
I think I would have to say that I tend to put everybody before me. Like, I give my last to people. Like, I really do. But I always get my blessings back from it. So it doesn't, you know, like.
So you give your last to people, but you feel like you do get a blessing from that. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, sir.
Ah, yes, sir. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. But now you do have a sense of self-control with that. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Now you see how people get but I want to encourage you. Now remember, I think I did a show one time that you got to be a what we call a servant of God, but you cannot be God.
Right.
So sometimes, some things God will put in our pathway just to teach us to be disciplined. You remember that story about Adam and Eve and that tree that he told them not to eat of?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it was something really wrong with the tree, but I do know it was there to teach discipline. And just to say, you know, you have a child and sometimes you say, okay, don't eat that right now. Let's save the candy for later. Well, although we want the candy right now, it's also teaching discipline. Some things you just got to wait, and it'll get better when we wait. So I want to encourage you to maintain discipline. Does that make sense, Key?
Yes, sir.
So, Key, what can I look into for you on today?
I don't know. I'm just kind of everywhere. My mind is so clouded. It's just...
Okay, so let's do it this way. If you could tell me a feeling, something that you're feeling right now, give me a feeling right now that you are experiencing.
Hurt.
hurt. All right. I hear you. And I can understand that you're feeling hurt. Now tell me, what are you hurting about, or where is this hurting coming from?
I think mostly because of the situation, you know, the type of person he was. And I honestly did a lot of, you know, research and a lot of, I did a lot of questioning, kind of did a whole investigation on this thing. And I don't believe that all that he drowned. I believe it was salty.
All right. So therefore, you're feeling hurt and over the loss of, was he mm-hmm. your cousin?
He's my uncle. He's my mom's youngest. That's the youngest
uncle.
Sibling.
Got it.
But he is younger than me. So he was like my bronco. I call him my bronco.
I have an aunt like that. I have an aunt like that. She's my aunt, but I'm older than her.
Yes. So that's my, I call him my bronco.
Well, I can appreciate what you're saying. I want you to embrace the feelings of being hurt. Embrace mm-hmm. it and just acknowledge I am hurt. And mm-hmm. think about why you're hurt, because we have some unanswered questions. But that's right. not the only reason why. I want you to really understand that it could be that we're hurt simply because that we're going to miss him. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to have him here physically like we used to. All the fun that we used to have. So it does leave us in a hurtful situation. And sometimes it also makes us feel vulnerable. It's like, I can't do anything about it. Embrace that. Embrace that. That life can get better for you. I want you to embrace I am hurt. But once we realize this is where I am, I don't have to stay here. Things will get better because I'm recognizing that I'm hurt. I'm recognizing where I am, that I can improve and get better. So I want you to really, you know, some people say, don't cry, or don't, he's in a better place. And that's true. But still, I encourage you, cry, embrace the difficulty. Embrace the discomfort. Some people are just not comfortable being uncomfortable. Does that make sense, Key?
Yes, sir. It makes a lot of sense.
So I want you to embrace it. Embrace it. That you can get better. Think about the joys. Think about the times y'all had. The fun he had. And as you go, what if there's other truths to be revealed, I really do feel mm-hmm. that they will come out. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I want you, the funeral services are when?
It's tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Well, my prayers are with you, Key, and your family, and thank embrace you. The hurt. But I believe that God, the divine, is going to heal the hurt and soothe that pain. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And give my love to Brianna, okay?
Sure will.
All right. Now you take care now. I'll talk to you again real soon. All right. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I got some other callers in queue. Don't you go anywhere. What is it that you may consider different about yourself that you can really appreciate right now? We'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, don't forget, schedule your reading with me, all right? Schedule your reading. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691, okay? Scheduled. Your next reading is private. It is very, very informative. I've really been blessed in the work that I do. Somebody asked me, why are you going into chaplaincy? I don't know. Because I already have a busy schedule. I have a heavy clientele list. I just feel like, I feel a pull. I just feel a calling. So I don't know. But I'm enjoying when I go into a hospital room and pray with someone. I had one family I had to go in. And not had to, but I wanted to go in. And oh my God, there were so many people in that room. And they were thinking, of course, expecting the gentleman to pass, to transition. And I just walked in and began to sing a hymn, and it just transformed the room. It was just an amazing feeling. It was just phenomenal. It really was. So I am grateful to God. And you know what? I'm encouraging you, follow God. Some of you, you're like, I'm already doing this, I'm already doing that, but I feel a pull to go to nursing. I feel a pull to open up a alterations business. Follow God. Just follow him. That, you know, that's the best thing I can tell you. Follow the divine. Listen, let me see if I can go and find, where's Vanessa? Vanessa, where are you? I know you on here, Vanessa. So let me see if I can go. How are you doing, Vanessa?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Vanessa. Now, Vanessa, what is something that is different about you that you could appreciate right now?
I can appreciate, well, I don't know if it's different, but it makes me feel good. I can actually sit and talk with people, whether they're my clients or not. And I'm a life speaker. I speak life into their businesses, into them, into any visions that they see or may be struggling with. I name their business. I walk them through the process. And that makes me feel good. And not everybody can do that.
Wow. I love that. I absolutely love that. What encourages you to do this?
Just a heart for people. You know, young folk, they come to me. Sometimes they're struggling with naming their business, and I ask them, you know, other than what you're doing, if there was anything. For example, a young lady came to me. And she's finishing cosmetology school. She wants to open her own business. I said, well, what is it that you like doing that you would be doing if you were not doing hair? She says, well, I like to cut hair, but I like dancing. I say, so that's it. The Dancing Scissors Salon. And she's like, oh, my goodness, that's it. That's the name of the business. I said, I know it is. Now you have to reconcile and finish, you know, birthing your vision. And there we are. So hence the Dance and Scissors Salon was born.
Wow.
So it's simple things like that.
I'm sitting here with my mouth open like, that was good. Now it sounds to me, and it's amazing how divine works, because I just got through talking about chaplaincy and businesses and you know, in that aspect that you come talking about, that is phenomenal. I mean, that is really, really good. Wow. Vanessa, you good. You are really good at this. So tell me, Vanessa, what is something I can look into for you on today? Uh-oh, Vanessa, I think we got muted. I think you muted. Oh, you don't want to hear from me. I think, Vanessa, we got muted real quickly. Maybe another caller came in. Vanessa, if you can unmute yourself, we can hear you. But I think we got muted again, okay? I want to come back to Vanessa. I really want to come back to Vanessa. Let me see if I can go to Harriet real quickly. And maybe Vanessa hit a dead spot. But let's see if I can go to Harriet real quickly and see. Harriet, are you there? Let's see, because this software is not allowing me to do what I used to be able to do. Harriet, how are you feeling on today?
I'm blessed. I'm trying to get this thing on speaker.
Okay.
I can hear you.
We got you as well. So, Harriet, what is something that you appreciate about yourself that you may consider kind of different?
I try not to stress about things that I can't change a lot like I used to.
Oh, I like that you just said like you used to. So that's a sign that says you can see growth in your character and your personality. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
I think that's wonderful that you could see and experience the growth in that. So now, Harriet, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Just tell me some good what Spirit needs me to know.
Well, as soon as you said something good, I want you to know that you're in the company of a divine presence. Now, we all have guardian spirits or guardian angels. I need you to realize that there is an angel that is with you. Some things you're stressing about that you really don't need to. Now, you're not stressing like you used to. That's true. But you still need to eliminate some stress of worrying about tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. God's really got you. You have an angel that is preparing everything for you for tomorrow. Enjoy today, okay? That's what I would encourage you. Enjoy today, okay? Would you do that for me?
I will.
Hang in there, Harriet. I'm making a note to myself. I want to make sure I pray for you. So I'm going to pray for you today, Harriet. I really want you to enjoy the day, okay?
All right.
You hang in there, Harriet. Listen, let me see if I can go to Miss Audrey. And I believe I got Vanessa back. But let me see if I can go to Miss Audrey really quickly and see if I can find Audrey. Audrey. That sounds like a musical name, and it just sounds musical. Audrey.
I'm here.
How are you doing, Miss Audrey?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Wonderful. Now, Andre, what is something different about yourself that you can appreciate about yourself now?
I think I can appreciate the heart that God gave me.
Oh, I love that.
He gave me a good heart, and I love helping and doing and being there for people. I always was there for my family and everybody. But I feel like right now I'm on my own, and I'm not feeling that well about that.
You're feeling like you're on your own.
Yeah. Oh, I know God loves me.
Oh,
I'm not talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about the people. You know, you do and you help, but when you need help, everybody has an excuse. And what I want this morning, Dr. Moses, I need prayer. I really need prayer for my finances.
All right.
I'm a giver, and I always gave, I always helped. But I can, for some reason, for the past 2 months, if you notice, I haven't been able to give. Okay. Not that I didn't want to. I just didn't have it.
No. That's fine. Now, let me tell you what I sense.
Okay.
Now, first of all, you've been here before. So you've been in before and you came out of it. So I want you to know that you're coming out of this. You're coming out of it. So don't worry about that. One thing I do when you were talking about feeling alone, I felt the divine tell me to tell you, relax and look for another way to come to you. Mm-hmm. You're working too hard. I don't want you to have to try to figure things out. I just want you to relax and expect it to work out. Expect. This is where I feel that we need to expect things to work out. You know, sometimes there was a story in the Bible when they were trying to get to Jesus and they couldn't because too many people were up, you know, in around him. So somebody had the idea, we're going to go on top of the roof and we go get to him that way. Well, if you just relax, there's another way of money, of success, of comfort coming to you. Some things God permit to show us another way. Some things, and I can, I even had a situation in my own life and even in my own family when I needed help, but you know, whether they had it or they didn't, or they just wasn't able to, it didn't work out, but that was another way. And I had to relax myself. It was hard. Oh, I ain't gonna lie. It was hard to relax, but I did yield myself to the divine. I said, okay, if you go work this out, I don't know how, but show me. And he did. He placed a thought inside of me, an idea. I didn't even give it that much attention. But I just said, oh, what the heck? Let me just try it. And I called up someone and asked him about a situation. Boom, instantly, they said, yes. Oh, no problem. It was the answer to what I needed. So relax and expect the divine to give you an idea, to give you a thought, to someone to come that you may even ask to say, can you help me with this? It will come so quickly and so easily. Remember, I think I said this to somebody earlier, you're visible to God. I think I said to someone else, you're not alone. So expect the divine to come and cater to your need and cater to your issue. Okay?
Okay. I sure will.
It may not be through the family. That's all right. It's coming another route, but it is coming. That's what I want you to hold on to. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr.
Blessed. God bless your heart, my dear. Stay encouraged. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, don't forget to schedule your one-on-one reading with me. Yeah. Text the word reading to 40691. I'll see, I'm trying to get Vanessa back. Vanessa, did Vanessa ever come back on? I don't know. But let's see. Oh, Vanessa, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Mosley.
Okay, Vanessa. Well, listen, I think we got cut off there for a second.
Hello? But
Vanessa, can you hear us? I think Vanessa's having an issue with the phone. Maybe she's in a little rough spot. Okay, but let me see if I can go. Where is Paris? Paris? Let's see if I can find Paris real quickly and see if I can talk to Paris. Listen, while we're doing that, don't forget to schedule your reading with me with Dr. Michael Mosley. Text the word reading to 40691. Paris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Paris, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. God bless you. And the husband and the beautiful kids. You already have a beautiful family. A beautiful family.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it is, it's expanded very quickly.
Yes, yes. So now listen, Paris, what can I look into for you on today?
So, okay, so just a couple things. So I wanted to know, like, where does Spirit see me and my family in the next, like, month or two? And also, I'm not sure if you know, we just moved to Miami earlier this year. So we're loving it down here.
Congratulations.
You know, versus Maryland.
Congratulations on the move.
Thank you.
Now, when you say, where do I see you all? As it relates to what? I'm not sure where's the point of reference.
Like, do you see us staying where we are now or moving into somewhere, like a new place?
Okay, no, to answer your question, no, I do not see you all staying where you are. Now, if you desire to, I would say you definitely want to work towards that. But right now, as it stands, I do not see you staying where you are. I definitely see a change in direction or a change of place or a change of accommodations. That I do see.
Is that like in a negative way or a positive way?
I cannot say, really. I cannot say. All I can tell you is I don't see it. Now, it's up to you, though, whether that chooses to be negative or positive, because that's what you're saying is the energy. You have to decide the energy of what you want. Again, it's how you look at certain things, like, we're going to be evicted. Well, sometimes the eviction could be a positive energy, depending on how you look at it. Somebody have been fired, but it was the energy they needed to start their own company. So that's why Spirit is saying it's not necessarily good or bad. It's how you choose to look at it. But
yeah,
I have
that
to
makes
tell
sense.
You.
Told me something similar when I had my last birth. And I want people to, like, I only want to say this so other people can know listening that, you know, I'm taking that in a positive way, because ultimately we have the final say in our fate. And I remember you told me that, and that when I had a baby a couple years ago, and I was like, will I have a home birth? And you was like, right now it's looking like you won't, but it's completely up to you. And I changed my perception about the whole situation, and I did end up having the home birth.
Yay!
And I 100%, you know, but I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, but I am proud. I'm happy for you. But I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, and that is being positive. Be very much optimistic. Don't worry about whether it's going to be good or bad. No.
And if you don't mind, me and Greg just set a new financial manifestation. If you don't mind, do you mind telling me how Spirit sees that financial manifestation going?
I will say this. Is your persistence that is impressive. Maintain your persistence. The Bible says the men are to always pray and not faint. What that really is saying is be persistent. Continue your persistence. Keep being persistent. You'll reach your goal. So it's going well as you maintain your persistence. If you pull back and we're not going to be as committed or as persistent, then, you know, it's not going to be as good. One thing, and I am running out of time, but one thing I do want to convey to you, and this is what a lot of people, and this is important. It's not that God is looking in judgment of good or bad. God is there guiding you, saying, hey, I want you to keep following your dream. Follow your goal.
Okay.
So he's saying, whatever happens, what it is, is maintain that positive outlook and keep going. That's what is so impressive to him. So you keep going, you and your wonderful husband and your family, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Mosby. I appreciate it. It's great.
You're
to listen
more
to
than
you.
Welcome. Yeah. Blessings to you, my dear. Give my love to Greg. I bless God for all of you. I'm so grateful that you all are on. Let's see. I'm going to see if can I. Vanessa, is your phone back to working again? I may not be able to get to Vanessa. But listen, everybody, I pray that you stay encouraged. Really, stay encouraged. Vanessa, we're going to try it again. How
yes,
we doing,
we are.
Vanessa?
I'm blessed. I was discouraged for a second. I was like, well, Spirit don't have nothing for baby. I think
now you know what? Let me address that really quickly, because what is really saying is there was some interference there. Now, that's not your fault. And what I need you to realize is things have been happening in your life that is just happenings. It was the signal. Everything is not necessarily our fault. And I don't want you to take it personally. That's what Spirit is really telling you. I'm hitting you right now. I'm giving it to you. Some things you've been going through in life is just life. Don't take it as, well, he must be mad at me, or he doesn't like me, or he's not listening to me. No. Some things have just happened. It's just in the process. But God is with you. Again, let's come out of this concept of God is judging you, whether you're good or bad. Please know that God is watching how you go through. How did you go through that path where you didn't have a signal? Are you stressing out? I said, well, maybe it's just not his time for me, but I'm still good. God is still with me. I'm okay. Well, let's remain positive. That's what he's really trying to get you to realize, because that's where your wealth is. That's where your success is. That's where your money is. So Vanessa, I want you to continue as you, whatever has happened in this, I want to say since April, whatever has been happening, maintain a positive outlook because you are changing the trajectory or the directions of your life. Let me be very clear what I'm saying. You, it's not diminishing God, but it's the power of God that is in you that's saying, no, I don't want to go this through this anymore. I'm going to go over here. And this is what I choose to do. That power is within you, Vanessa. Does that make any sense to you?
It makes a whole lot of sense. It really does.
Well, Vanessa, I want you to realize the power. And you know what you did? I got to go. All my time is up. But listen, you kept calling until you got through. You kept calling. You kept going until, because I got to get a signal. I want to get a signal. And the pressure was on, but you kept going. That's what impressed the divine right now, is that no matter what was around you, you kept going. It was a little pressure. And life is going to be that way sometime. But we keep going. Appreciate the difference about you. Appreciate what is unique about you. And keep going. As you keep going, greater success, more finances, greater wealth is for you. Not just you, Vanessa, but everyone that's listening. I pray that makes sense to you, Vanessa, okay?
It does. It does. It does.
Well, get ready for more money in your life, Vanessa. I am proud of you because you are a determined woman. And that is what you're going to teach your students. And that's what I'm hearing. You're going to teach your students that same type of personality or that characteristic of being persistent. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
God bless you. Listen, everybody, I appreciate you so much. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget, schedule your reading with me. Text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text that word reading to 40691. And by the way, Vanessa, if you're still on, I was praying for you last night as a certain offering that you gave. And it just, even before I went to sleep, God had me to start praying for you again because there's so much success. There is so much success that is coming for you. That 22222. Oh, there's so much. I promise you on that one. I gotta go. Listen, y'all, I'm not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time. I got to go. But you got to promise me now. You got to stay on your path, your spiritual path, your spiritual GPS to success. Look me up, drmichaelmosley.com, or text the word reading to 40691. I would love to talk with you. I really would, okay? I promise you I would. So text the word reading to 40691. 91. Blessings, everybody. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again real soon.